If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationship, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one right here could be yours. Could be.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, fake star with groupie tendencies. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband thinks he has his own talk show and he's a groupie when it comes to local celebrities. He's got a podcast with a lady that was on a ghetto reality show back in the day. She's got connections with local artists and she gets them tickets to shows so they can interview people at the show. But they never get interviews. People just walk right past them. I get so tickled when he gets disappointed because he has put his little podcast over me and the baby. When we go out, he passes out business cards and claims to be looking for the next big star to feature on his quote-unquote talk show to help them blow up. The only thing that's blown up is his ego. The final straw was when he had me chasing behind a Sprinter van because he thought a rapper was in the van. He said he had to get the interview with him, even if it was on his phone. We followed the van to a restaurant, and there was a group of white teenagers in it headed to a Sweet 16 birthday dinner. I was so embarrassed for him, but he didn't stop. He had me drive back to the venue where the concert was, and I had to flirt with the security guard to get behind the building to see if all the artists were still in the building. Everyone was gone, and he got mad at me. I told him he's a groupie. He doesn't have a talk show, and he needs to get a real job. I'm a nurse, and it's hard to pull the weight of the family and support his raggedy dream of having a talk show. I'm not a dream killer by any means, but he's not celebrity material. I want all these lights and cameras out of my guest room, and I'm tired of this little fake reality star coming to my house. How do I get this 37-year-old man to be realistic? Well, to him, I'm sure this is reality to him. This is what he wants to do. This is his dream. And who are you to tell him he's not going to make it? I mean, you say you're not a dream killer, but I think you are a dream killer. And this doesn't sound good at all. I got to ask you, what is your problem? I mean, you don't believe in your husband. You don't approve of what he's trying to do professionally. That's it. That's what it all boils down to. I think the question is why. I mean, he's hustling, trying to make something happen, but you don't like his method and you're judgmental, saying things like his little podcast, his co-host was a ghetto reality star, his raggedy dream. Those things are not helpful. If you want him to spend more time with you and the baby, why don't you talk to him about that? All right. That's what you need to be focusing on. Instead of complaining and putting his dream down, you got to support him. At least he's trying to make something happen. If you think he's going about it the wrong way, you got to let him know that. Maybe he and his coworker can get a better strategy to get guests instead of chasing them in the Sprinter and all of that. Everyone has a podcast these days, and some are really good and they get great guests. This can happen. It can. You are a nurse, so you're set as far as your career goes. You know where you're going to work and all of that. But your husband is grinding right now. I say yes, you are right. He does need to bring some money into the household, of course. So he should start looking for a job, a real job, maybe a 9-to-5, and then work on his podcast part-time. That way he won't be abandoning his dream, and at the same time he can start helping out financially. And stop being so negative. Be supportive. You guys can work this out. Steve?
I read a different letter. I'm sorry. I apologize to the people out there that's about to hear what I'm about to say because myself being known as a motivational speaker. People who inspire people. And Shirley said that you're being a dream killer. And I guess you can be labeled as that young lady writing this letter, but I want to introduce what you're saying from a different angle. I don't want to be a dream killer, but I am going to be a truth teller. So I'm going to say it, and every time I say it, I want y'all to say, tell the truth, Steve. So let's practice. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
Okay, here we go. Fake star with groupie tennis. My husband thinks he has his own talk show, and he's a groupie when it comes to local celebrities. Well, now, I see that all the time now. Tell it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
Okay, I forgot what my cue was.
Say it. You're supposed to say it.
I said tell it.
Yeah.
I forgot my own cue. That's why y'all was looking at me crazy. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
He's got a podcast with a lady that has a ghetto reality show back in the day. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
Most back in the day people don't make it in the new day. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
She got connections with local artists and she gets some tickets to the show so they can interview people at the show, but they never get interviewed. Tell it.
Tell the truth, say it.
And then say it. Don't go lines.
Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
I am.
Just go on and give your answer.
When I come back, I'm on the direct opposite of Shirley Strawberry on this letter, so get ready.
We got to practice, too.
All right, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of Steve's response to Fake Star with Groupie Tendencies. That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is Fake Star with Groupie Tendencies.
Shirley has pronounced in this letter that the woman is being a dream killer, which can be looked at it that way if you view it from her take. So I decided not to be a dream killer, but a truth teller. I will read this letter, and when I'm telling the truth, I'm going to say it, and the group will say, tell the truth, Steve.
Are you sure?
No, because I wrote it. I wrote it on the commercial break.
Oh, okay.
My husband thinks he got his own talk show, and he's a groupie when it comes to local celebrities. Yeah, that's called Instagram right now and Facebook Live. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
Come on now. He got a podcast with a lady on a ghetto reality show back in the day. Most people that was on back in the day don't make it in the new day. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
She got connections with local artists, and she gets some tickets to shows so they can interview people at show, but they never get interviewed because don't nobody know they say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
People just walk right past them because don't nobody know that. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
I got so tickled when he gets disappointed because he done put that business, he done put out business card and claims to be looking for the next big star to feature on his talk show to help them blow up. The only thing that blows up is his ego. Because the only person that think he is star material is himself. Say it.
Tell the truth.
See, it kills me because what people don't understand is you can't make yourself a star. That is up to the people and not you. Say it.
Tell the truth.
The final straw was when he had me chased behind a Sprinter van because he thought a rapper was in the van. He said he had to get the interview with him even if it was on his phone. We followed the van to a restaurant that was a group of white teenagers in it headed to a sweet 16 birthday party. I was so embarrassed for him, but he didn't stop. He had me drive back to the venue where the concert was, and I had to flirt with the security. Okay, so now he using you as bait.
Pimping your wife.
What? See, man, now, dog, you done drug your wife down in this dark rabbit hole, and now you got her helping you with a dream that is not reality based. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
I had to flirt with security to get behind the building to see if all the artists were still in the building. Everybody was gone. He got mad at me. I told him he was a groupie. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
He don't have a talk show. He need to get a real job. Yes, he does. This is not how you have a talk show. How do people think? Nobody got a talk show like this. These podcasts, everybody got podcasts. Very few people are making money on their podcast. Not saying it's not doable. Not saying it's not a fun thing for people to go out and do. You want to get a podcast? Man, I salute you. Do your thing. But let's understand and be real about it. If you ain't got the advertising dollars to put behind people tuning in and knowing who you are, you're wasting your time. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
I say it's hard for him to pull the weight on this family. I'm a nurse trying to support his raggedy dream of having a talk show. Been to have no talk show. Nobody know his ass. Say it.
Tell the truth, Steve.
I'm not a dream killer by any means, but he's not celebrity material. Now, his wife has been married to him. She knows she not married to a celebrity. She married to the, he delivered Pepsi.
What's his name?
He probably got a real name that don't say celebrity at all. Since he's around 37, he's probably named Demetrius. Like Demetrius, something like that. You know, he got a young name. So, you know, ain't never heard no talk show named Demetrius. Okay. Anybody never heard of that? And she says, but he's just not celebrity material. She knows. She live with it. He can't get no interview. He chased van with the little white kids in. He should have interviewed the white kids. So whose birthday is it? He's been better off. I want all these lights and cameras out my guest room, and I'm tired of his little fake reality star coming to my house. How do I get this 37-year-old man to be realistic? Well, sad to tell you this, but Instagram and Facebook Watch Live has created all these people. It gives people an opportunity, man. Like, I watch Instagram a lot. And, you know, people go, man, there's some funny stuff on Instagram. Yeah, but you know how hard it is to find? You know how much stuff you got to really scroll through? You know how many takes they did to give you that funny moment? That's the danger of it. And then you get a few clicks. If you are nobody and you get 200 views, or you think your ass is it, 200 views can't make you a dollar in this country. 200 views, your ass is off TV the next morning. So that's the reality of it, man. And there's so many options out there to choose from now. TV station networks is dying trying to come up with content that they've all created content creators. It's just hard to get noticed on a podcast and your ass don't have the it factor. Bye, right, Felicia.
Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
Down.
At Steve Harvey FM.
Okay.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.